Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, here we are on a Thursday morning, and it's time for us to talk golf with J.D. Jowett from Golf Country. J.D., good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Let's talk about all the latest and greatest equipment that you have at Golf Country. Once you buy it, you got to take care of it, right?
Yes. We were talking earlier, just before the show, a little bit about what we can do to maintain our equipment and maintain it in good working form. Mm-hmm. We also been talking about the heat and how it affects the golf clubs and how it affects the epoxy. The workshop, our repair shop, has been overly busy with putting heads back on shafts the last 3 or 4 weeks because we noticed the heat went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 90 degree, 95, 100, and high humidity. Well, typically the way we transport our clubs from the house to the course or to our league is we put them in the trunk of the car, we shut the trunk, and drive off, usually in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole day we're at work, the clubs are sitting in that oven, basically is what it is. It can get up to 180 to 200 or above. And that tends to wear on the epoxy, Paul.
Yeah, and you get home and you say, I'm going to play later this week. I'm going to play this weekend. Let's leave them in the trunk so that I don't have to get them back in the trunk again. And there they sit just baking in that heat.
Yes, the rest of the week. So a couple of things we'd like to talk about today, Paul, is what we can do to kind of, you know, not have that problem and not have those heads fly off. When you do get the course, obviously you have to put them somewhere to transport them. So let's set them outside, try to get there a little early, let the clubs cool down.
Mm.
That's going to help the epoxy reset and be able to help its shear strength. So if you just can let them set for 15 minutes before you start swinging them, it lets them cool down a little bit. But again, other things you can do is when you get home from the course, take them out of your car, put them in the garage, someplace cool, and store them there for until you're ready to use them again. These are things that are going to maintain and make the clubs last longer. We're not going to fear losing a head into a lake when we make a good swing and the head comes off. We will be able to find that. These are things that you can do to really help it. Because the shear strength is about 4,500. And with this heat and this temperature and getting up to, you know, 200, 225, it just deteriorates that epoxy, Paul.
Yeah, good tip for people to keep in mind. You got to take care of that equipment.
You do. We spend a lot of money on it. It's not a manufacturer's issue. We think it is sometimes, but really it's maintain the equipment better,
yeah.
And it'll help that stay together.
Yeah. Re-gripping, you offer that. And
we do. This is another time of year that now the tournaments are starting. Mm-hmm. We got a big one this weekend out at the Elks Invitational. Guys pull their clubs out. Maybe they only play two or three of these events, and they're like, oh, my grips are a little worn. I was thinking about doing that in the fall. I just didn't get to it. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to bring them out to Golf Country, we will get them done. We have a tournament express for you guys. So if your grips are in poor shape, one or two of them or the set, bring them out, and we'll get them in good shape for you so you can still be set and ready for the tournament. You have your practice round today. We wish all those guys the best of luck, and we can get you ready for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And we're there for shaft repair and club repair, so if you get in a bind, let us know.
All right. You got your big summer blowout sale going, too.
Yeah, that's coming up, Paul. We're going to do a summer sale, summer blowout sale. It's going to start July 16th and run through the 18th. If you've been shopping and looking for some deals, this is the time to come out and buy. We have iron sets right and left. We have drivers, fairways, and hybrids. We have previous season equipment from all the manufacturers. These are all going to be marked down. These are going to be prices that you're not going to want to miss. And then we'll have a few gifts and some other things involved in this. They'll be on the website and on the Facebook page, so definitely go and check that out. But this is a sale you don't want to miss. This is going to include bags and shoes, gloves, wedges. All these things will be included. So if you've been thinking to upgrade any part of your game, this is a time to stop out and see us.
All right. Still doing lessons out there and all the other good stuff?
We are, and we've been really busy with lessons. More and more people are starting the game, which is awesome. We love to see this. We love to see beginners come and get lessons and get interested in this awesome game that you can play for a lifetime. So we're there to help people on every level. And we just want them to have fun and have a good time and a good experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And foot golf course, too.
Yeah, we got the foot golf course. It's in action. It's up and running. And today's $5 Thursday. So the grandpas and grandmas, if you want to bring the kids out, have a great time, get them out and burn some extra energy off. This is a great opportunity at Golf Country. We have a full 9 holes of foot golf. We have the scorecards. We have soccer balls for you. We have everything you need. You know, all you have to do is show up. And it's a good 2 hours, and it has a great time.
We're going to have some nice weather this weekend, so get out, play, enjoy, right?
Yes, you got to come out. It's we got the fans going, so if it is a little warm, you can turn the fans on. It definitely helps and get a little fresh air through. We're at 4730 Smith Creek Road. We're in Kimball Township. You can reach us for lessons or fittings. We have a full range of ProLine product. We use TrackMan, and we use Full Flight. This is different than a lot of other places that you go to where they have you hit into a screen. You really don't see the flight of the ball. You don't see the height or the shot shape. So this is something at Golf Country that we really like to do. Randy's out there. He's ready to help you. He's come on in the last couple of years. He does a great job. As far as fitting, we use the Mizuno Shaft Optimizer. A lot of people don't know what that is, but it is a tool that Mizuno has developed over the last probably 10 years. You hit 3 shots with it, and it actually helps us select the proper shaft for you, Paul. So it's a great tool in line with TrackMan. We use them both, and we have a full selection of golf clubs for lie and lofts, and please come out and see us.
All right. What are the hours this time of year out there?
This time of year, from Monday through Wednesday, we're open from 9 until 7. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're from 9 until 8. And Sunday from noon to 4, Paul.
All right. All at Golf Country. JD, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
JD Jowett from Golf Country with us on WPHM.